With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House welcomes the latest report on the economy, even as many Americans don't feel good about their economic situation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
New Commerce Department figures show the U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein welcomed the report, but also explained why Americans still have a dim view of the economy.
Prices are still too high for too many people, for too many products, too many households.
Last quarter's growth was fueled by higher consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the country's economic activity. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Reports are circulating that Iran is still engaged in plots to assassinate former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Congressional leaders received the notification from the State Department last week. The report states that Iran is also working to assassinate former U.S.-Iran envoy Brian Hook. Former President Donald Trump said Iran has also attempted to assassinate him. Pompeo, Hook, and former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton remain under U.S. protection due to the ongoing threats. Politico previously reported Iran has a hit list of former Trump administration officials and aides. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving toward Ukraine. Austin called it a dangerous and destabilizing development during a press conference Wednesday with his South Korean counterpart. Concerns are growing about Pyongyang's deployment of as many as 12,000 troops to Russia. Austin says the deployment has the potential to broaden or lengthen the conflict in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to do door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican-Jewish coalition is focusing on five battleground states to boost Donald Trump over Kamala Harris in the November 5th election. Surveys show the Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping the door-knocking will peel off enough votes. SRN News. A U.S. bankruptcy judge has approved a sale of Tupperware brands.
The move paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. The transaction is still subject to closing conditions. Under terms of the deal, a group of lenders is buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. Going forward, customers will still be able to purchase Tupperware products online and through the company's decades-old network of independent sales consultants. John Scott reporting.
The Washington Post has lost at least 250,000 subscribers since announcing last Friday it will not endorse a candidate in the presidential race. That's according to a report in the newspaper itself. That represents 10% of the paper's digital subscriptions at the time the outlet is struggling to attract interest. More details at srnnews.com.